There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 30th edition. We got a 9-game slate on tap tonight. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Back to the daily grind. That is life on a Monday. So let's get at it. You got Phillies, Red Sox total of 9, Marlins, Braves 8.5, Indians, Twins 9.5, Rockies, Cardinals 8.5, Rangers, D-backs 8.5, Blue Jays, A's 8.5. So 2, 4, 6 of the 9 totals 8.5 or higher. Then you got Astros, Mariners 7, and Brewers, Dodgers 7.5, Giants, and Padres 8. So some pitching on the left coast, some hitting around the country. Weather-wise, you know, in Atlanta, it's going to be raining early, kind of dies off, hopefully, looks like shouldn't be much of an issue between the Marlins and the Braves. Wimbledon out to right field, right center, in Oakland between Toronto and the A's. Other than that, nothing too crazy. Let's break down your pitching on the slate. You got Garrett Cole at 12.8. Kenta Maeda at 10-1. Those are your two guys over $10,000. I got Maeda over Cole. Cole's been good. He's been better of late, still walking a lot of guys against the Seattle team in Safeco, which is okay. Nothing crazy. He's 12-8, facing off against James Paxton. He has faced Seattle once this year, 7 innings, 5 hits, no earned, 5 Ks for 25.6 DraftKings points. Like I said, 3 straight starts at 25 or more points, which is good to see. But at 12-8, you know, the Seattle strikes out 20% of the time. He still has a very low ground ball rate, a pretty good hard contact rate. Lefty's 265, righty's 323. If I'm paying up tonight, I'd rather get to Kenta Maeda at $10,100. He was having a really good start last week, or his last time out, until a rough 7th inning. He was lights out through 6. We still got you 18.2 points. Scuffled against the Angels, but then he's been lights out prior to that, 29-8, 25-8, 25-6. Really good stuff, 35-4 with Kenta Maeda. It's always an issue with how deep is he going to go, but again, like I say over and over again, it's more batters faced. They try to get him at least 21 batters faced, and then the pitch count goes from there. Like, he faced 27 batters, 96 pitches his last time out. His two other starts prior to that were really good, 21 batters, 22 batters, stuff like that. He's facing a Milwaukee team that is, you know, they do have Moose now to add to the mess, but they strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a great strikeout rate, great swinging strike rate. Does give up some hard contact, which is not ideal, but they have the lowest team total at 3.25. Lefty's 317, righty's 274. So if you're worried about an extra lefty in the lineup, sure, probably walk away. But as a whole, you can look at Kenta Maeda and really like where you're at 10,000. So it's Kenta Maeda for me at 10-1 with that upside versus the Brewers, and you save $2,700 on Garrett Cole. So if you're going up top, I'm going Kenta Maeda. You know, I'm skipping James Paxton, skipping Nola versus the Red Sox in Boston. And I'm dropping down to David Price at $8,600 at home against those Philadelphia Phillies. Price, you know, a very up and down season with him, but he's on a good little run here. Back-to-back 25-plus point performances at Detroit, home versus Toronto. When you're facing Philadelphia, you get a team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching, which you can definitely look to target. They have a 4.1 team total, lefties 311, righties 347, so slight concern there, but as a team, they have a 301 wOBA, which is not good versus lefties, and a 131 ISO, which is really, really bad versus lefties. So they've struggled a ton to get stuff done against left-handed pitching. So you can roll the dice with Price at $8,600 in this middle tier. Tyler Anderson of the Colorado Rockies, $8,200 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Tyler Anderson has been very, very good of late this season. He's been a 3.48 ERA on the road, 3.65 at home. He's averaging 16 points a start on the road. His last few starts, 18-9, 17-9, 23-3, 37-6, 35, 16-1, a 10, a 26-2, an 18-2. Nine straight starts of just outstanding work there for Tyler Anderson. He's one of the better, most underrated pitchers in all of baseball. St. Louis strikes out 22.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got low hard contact, good strikeout rates going into this game. They have a 4.55 total, but lefties 283, righties 290. He's really limited damage here. So it's an interesting matchup. We know it's a righty-heavy Cardinals lineup. You know, Ozuna, if he can ever get it going consistently. You got Tommy Pham, Jose Martinez, DeJong, Munoz, so many other guys, Yadi Molina. Heavy, heavy lefty lineup. But a guy like Tyler Anderson, who's been able to handle, his last four starts have been at Coors, and he's pitched basically 20 or more points in all those starts. So look at a guy like Tyler Anderson, $8,200, who's pitching really, really well against an up-and-down struggling St. Louis Cardinals offense. The last guy in this 8K range, Robbie Ray at $8,000, too cheap yet again, just like last time out. He's been better on the road than at home. We'll clarify that right out the gate. An 8.07 ERA at home compared to 2.57 on the road, averaging 10.7 points at home. Last start was at Chicago, 22.8, at Colorado, 18.6. In between there, he faced Colorado at home, got a 0. His last home start is against San Diego, 11, against St. Louis, 7.3. So if you're worried about the home run splits, that's fine. But it's a Texas team. At this price tag for Robbie Ray, the upside is just too tremendous. He's a minus 210 home favorite. Texas strikes out 23.4% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Robbie Ray's got walk issues and hard contact issues because his strikeout rate's 30.8%. But an 11% walk rate and a 43% hard contact rate are obviously not ideal. Texas loses the DH, which is very, very nice. They have a team total of 3.36. It's second lowest on the slate. Lefties 272, righties 342. They have a 325 WOBA, which is okay versus left-handed pitching, but a 169 ISO, which is basically average at best versus left-handed pitching. So Robbie Ray at $8,000, price point alone, has so much upside. There is the risk of a blow-up at home, but a very, very big upside play there with Robbie Ray. So in this range here, I got Robbie Ray 1, Tyler Anderson 2, David Price 3. But all really good options. I can make lineups out of those three guys right there, mixing and matching, and get all the bats I want, or match them with Kent and Maeda and be just fine. Now we drop below $8,000. Derek Holland, $7,600 at the San Diego Padres. Derek has been actually really, really good this season. He's averaging 12 points a game on the road. He's faced San Diego twice this year, 9 2/3, 6 earned, 8 Ks, averaging 11 points per start against the Padres. 16.5 his last time, had a 4.9 at Oakland with a 13.9, 25.3 against the Cubbies, 15.1 against St. Louis, a 24.2 against Colorado, 20.1 against Miami. He's actually been really, really good this year. He has a few blow-ups here and there because he's Derek Holland. But as a whole, it's a San Diego team that strikes out 25% of the time. Holland striking out 24% that he faces just gives up a little too much hard contact at times. And San Diego, they do have some right-handed power in that lineup, so be careful. But a team total of 3.95, lefties 291, righties 365. They have a 298 WOBA versus left-handed pitching, which is really, really bad, and a barely average 164 ISO. So Holland at $7,600, maybe cash game viable for sure, and gives you a GPP upside value if you need to go that direction. A couple other guys I look at down here is Edwin Jackson at $6,300 against the Toronto Blue Jays. He's very, very up and down. He's averaging 21.5 points a game at home in two starts this season, 13 innings, 5 earned, 12 Ks. The one thing with Edwin that I really like, he's getting the strikeouts his last few starts, but the upside isn't tremendous, but just wanted to mention him at 6,300. He is in play if you're desperate, because Toronto strikes out 23% of the time, and there will be some upside in that ballpark. But if you want to go farther down, though, I look at a guy like Eric Lauer. I know we loved him at 4K last time out. He sucked. We get it. But we're going back to the well here. He's $4,200 against the Giants team he's faced twice this year, averaging 14.9 points per start. Again, before his last two starts, he's been very, very good. And it's a Giants team that's, A, the offense is just horrific right now. B, they strike out over 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They have a team total of 4, lefties 336, righties 356 versus Lauer. But the Giants have a 300 WOBA and a 138 ISO, which is horrific versus left-handed pitching. There's bad, bad numbers. They're almost identical to the Philadelphia Phillies numbers versus lefties, David Price is $8,600. Eric Lauer is $4,200. And yes, David Price is much better than Eric Lauer. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. I'm just saying there's a big, big difference. So take a look at Lauer at 42 as the ultimate punt if you need it. So down below, I got Derek Hall in 1, Eric Lauer 2, Edwin Jackson if you're extremely desperate and doing a bunch of entries at 3. Recapping your pitching, I got Maeda at top, Garrett Cole number 2. In the middle, I got Robbie Ray, Tyler Anderson, David Price. Down below, Derek Holland, Eric Lauer, Edwin Jackson. Let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate. Before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, draft in your app store. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts just the way you like them, done in under 5 minutes. Tons and tons of fun. They have all the sports, baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, football. Right now they're doing best ball drafts for football. You can do fast and slow drafts on that. Tons and tons of fun. If you're new to Draft and you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports at checkout. And you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. And you can rock and roll. You can play it in anything you want. You can play it best ball. You can play it baseball, golf, whatever. We've had some guys trying it out lately in the Slack chat, and they absolutely love it. Come join the Slack chat. There's guys talking strategy in there for Draft and all kinds of fun stuff. So come join us. It's draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports at checkout, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. Now, again, let's get to those bats on this 9-game slate. Start at the catcher's position. You know, Real Muto's 5K, and he's always a good GPP play. But if you're not using Robbie Ray, you got guys like Ronnie Chirinos at $4,300 versus Ray. I like that quite a bit. Buster Posey at 41 is a solid GPP play against Eric Lauer. Sliding them down the list, like Kurt Suzuki against Wei Yin Chen at 3,900. Can definitely look at that some more. If Nick Hundley cracks the Giants lineup at 36, he's got a value play for you there. Tyler Flowers at 34, if he's catching instead of Suzuki for the Bravos. Going down a little farther, you can look at like a John Ryan Murphy at 3,200 versus Mr. Perez of Tejas. You're going to want to target him early and often. Martin Perez is a gas can, so it could be a fun one for the D-backs at home. Austin Hedges, if he's in the lineup, he's 3,200 versus Derek Holland. That's a nice cheap option there. If you're not using Holland, you could go that direction for sure. If Jeff Mathis is catching for Arizona, he's 2,900 versus Martin Perez. That was a punt play the other day mentioned by a member of the SD Slack chat, and he turned out to be very, very good in his performance. So definitely a guy we could look at there again today. The farther down you go, though, you're going to have to kind of check lineups because it'll be hit and miss. Maybe Martin Maldonado versus Paxton if he cracks the lineup. Other than that, yeah, check and see maybe Bruce Maxwell at 22 or something like that. But I believe Bruce is still in AAA, so it does not matter. Let's go to first base. You got Matty Carpenter at 5K. It is a lefty-lefty matchup if you want to go that direction, though. Freddie Freeman versus Wei-Yin Chen again, lefty-lefty. I prefer Paul Goldschmidt. I think everybody else will at $4,700 versus Martin Perez. So he's definitely there, but you can pivot off of him with those lefty-lefty matchups if you so choose. Max Muncy will be power versus power against Willy Peralta at 4,500. You can go that direction if you'd like. Eric Thames at 43 versus Kenta Maeda because lefties, if you are targeting Maeda, it is with the left-handed side of the plate. But instead, you can go to like Justin Smoke at 42. He's been having a really down year overall, but against Edwin Jackson is in play for you. Jesus Aguilar, Cody Bellinger at 4,100 versus Peralta could be another fun one for you there to go deep. But Justin Bour, 4K versus Teheran, you know you want to target lefties versus Teheran. When you look at the Miami Marlins, total of 3.75, lefties 374, righties 317 versus Julio. So Bor at 4K is in play for you in that matchup. Kendrys Morales is actually swinging a really, really good bat. He's only $4,000 versus Edwin Jackson. He's averaging 7.6 his last 10. He had 4 yesterday, but before that, 10, 16, 17, a 5, an 8, and a 10. So he's starting to really get it going at $4,000 versus Edwin. Morales could be a nice middle of the pack priced-wise first baseman. Matty Olson he's one of the few A's that didn't have a huge road trip recently. He's 4K versus Estrada. Estrada, a big fly ball guy, so you can try to take advantage of that. Oakland's got a 4-7 total. It's fifth highest on the slate. Lefty's 322, righty's 370 versus Estrada. But Matty Olson at 4K could be another first base value for you in that matchup. Logan Morrison versus the Biebs at $3,900 for some power upside. I can dig that one for you there. Gurriel at 3,500 versus James Paxton is another cheapie in that matchup as well. And then other than that, check your lineups and see what pops up. Heading over to second base, you're going to have Ozzy Albies at 53 versus Chen. He loves hitting lefties, so don't be too scared off by that one. You had Dozier at 45, continuing his second half resurgence against Bieber. Can definitely go play in there. You know, Ketel Marte and Descalso. Ketel Marte switch hitter-wise at 4,400 versus Martin Perez. You can go that direction if you so choose. If Lurie Gurriel is back, he's supposed to be having x-rays in Oakland, or MRIs or something today. He's day-to-day. He'd be a great play versus Edwin Jackson if he's in, but make sure he's playing first. But Jed Lowrie at 42 versus Estrada, like that quite a bit. Travis Shaw, second base, third base eligible. He's 4K versus Maeda, so you can take a look at that one. Jed Jericho versus a lefty at 3,800 bucks. That's a target we'd love to make sure he's in the lineup. But and it's a good pitcher with Anderson, but Anderson can get hit at times, so don't just completely ignore it. But Jason Kipnis at 3,700 bucks. He's been very hot and cold, but playing better overall of late. So he's definitely a guy in this, you know, mid 3, below 4K range. You can look at it at 3,700 bucks to kind of get some savings at the position with some upside in their matchup. Jhonvis Solarte against Edwin Jackson, 3,500 bucks. That's some value in that matchup for Toronto. Other than that, there's obviously something that'll pop up, but we'll call it good from there. Again, when you're looking at Toronto, you got a team with a 383 total, lefties 336, righties 359 versus Edwin Jackson. Let's go over to the third base position. You got Jose Ramirez at 57, which is a great play versus Santana. Ian Ames have a 4.9 total, lefties 534, righties 273 off Irvin Santana. So a guy like Jose Ramirez, obviously a great play. Bregman at 52, good GPP play versus Paxton. Got Arenado in play, but Eduardo Escobar switch hitting versus Martin Perez at 4,700 bucks for the D-backs. Max Muncy, talked about him already. You got Matt Chapman, who's just crushing baseballs. He's 4,400 versus Estrada. We talked about Estrada's reverse splits. A lot of people will see righty-righty and not want to go to Chappie. So Chappie could be a nice GPP play there for you at $4,400. Agent Beltre, 4,100 bucks versus Robbie Ray. Another option for you there. He's priced up finally, but if you are fading Ray, you're going to want to get some righties from Texas in there if you are fading him. Mikel Franco's been crushing the ball. If you want to go GPP versus David Price at 4K, you can. Travis Shaw's 4K as well. Longo has been a disappointment, especially since coming off the DL. But he did get 9 points his last game out yesterday. He's been 9-5-2-8 since his return from the DL. 9-5-2-8. So a couple of good games. He's 3,900 bucks, and his career has crushed left-handed pitching. So if you're not using Eric Lauer, you can get Longo at a discount for 3,900 bucks. He's in play today. Christian Villanueva of the Padres destroys left-handed pitching. He's 39 versus Derek Holland. Jed Jericho's 38. So there's a couple GPP-type plays there. Mike Moustakas is only 3,700 versus Kenta Maeda. Another GPP-type play for you there. I'd rather go to those other three, but Moose is there at 3,700 bucks, and you never know when the Moose gets loose. Charlie Culberson. If you want to go extreme punt-wise, he's third base outfield eligible, 3,500 versus Wei-Yin Chen. Good matchup for him there as the Braves have the fourth highest total at 4.8. Lefties 279, righties 321 versus Chen. So look at Culberson in that matchup. Mentioned Jhonvis Solarte already at 3,500 bucks, was in a good spot for you there. Sliding on down like a Kyle Seager to GPP versus Garrett Cole, because Cole does give up a lot of hard contact and a lot of fly balls still. So if you want to go GPP route and hope for a long ball, you go there at 3,200 bucks. Other than that, check your lineups. Again, we always talk value in the Slack chat as lineups come out, so come join us there. Shortstop, Frenchy Lindor at 5,600 versus Santana is a great play. Cleveland is obviously, you know, Santana's no scrub, but it's a second start back from the DL, and Cleveland's Cleveland, so take your poison there. But Manny Machado versus Willie Peralta at 48, I really, really like, because Peralta's all or nothing, as we saw his last time out. So you look at the Dodgers team with a total of 425, or Freddie Peralta, I keep on Willie, Freddie Peralta. Lefties 362, righties 236, but Machado's not your average righty. Eduardo Escobar at 47, we like. Elvis Andrus, if you are fading Ray at 46, is a good-looking play as well. Again, Ketel Marte switch hitting at 44, but Nick Ahmed has been swinging a really, really good bat. He's up to 4,300 bucks. You can't ignore him like you used to. 22-0-5-27, you know, 0-5-5, a 19, a 7. So when he goes off, he goes off, and he's in a good spot here against Martin Perez tonight at 4,300 bucks. And a lot of people don't want to pay that price for Nick Ahmed, so you'll get him rather low-owned, I'd imagine. Jerkson Profar at 42, again, if you're fading Ray. Look at a guy like Johan Camargo. He's third base shortstop eligible at 4,100 bucks. It's a little steep for his price tag, but a good spot in this matchup. He went deep a couple games ago. Going up against Wei-Yin Chen, he opens up some value for you as well. Paul DeJong at 41 versus Tyler Anderson. Jorge Polanco is a guy I've been liking quite a bit. He's always in this $4 to $4,100 range. 5 points yesterday, and then 14, 10, 14, you know, 3, 7, 0, 3, 7, 18. So overall, like 5 or more points, like 8 or 10 starts. He's $4,100 versus the Biebs. You can look to target the Biebs. Minnesota's a 4-6 total. Lefty's 381. Righty's 294 off Bieber. So Polanco's a good one there at 4,100 to take a chance at. Yair Munoz of St. Louis, 4K as well. So shortstop, steep up top yet again, but some good options there from Munoz all the way up pretty much. When you go below the 4K, though, it gets risky. Maybe a Freddie Galvis, maybe a Scott Kingery, a Marvin Gonzalez, a JT Riddle who's hit a massive slump. So you got a couple options there, but nothing too crazy. Let's get to the outfield position and then wrap it up for you here. You got Mookie Betts versus Nola. But Christian Yelich at 56, if you aren't fading, Maeda's in a good spot there. Benintendi is a GPP versus Nola. Same with JD Martinez, who had a huge weekend. You got Rhys Hoskins versus David Price as a good option for you there in their matchup as well. When you go below Reese's pieces, you got the left-handed bat of Eddie Rosario versus Bieber. We just talked about lefties versus Bieber, so I'm going to look at there. But AJ Pollock at 51 versus Martin Perez is outstanding. Like that a ton. Chris Davis had a huge road trip, went deep again yesterday. He's only 5K versus Estrada, who, remember, reverse splits, lots of fly balls. Chris Davis, very, very much in play. So Pollock, Davis, Rosario, good options there if you don't want to go all the way to the top. Like that quite a bit. Cargo's been swinging a hot bat, usually more so at home than on the road, but 49 versus Carmart is in play. You got Georgie Springer in a GPP, Blackman in a GPP. It's crazy. Carlos Gonzalez is $100 more than Charlie Blackman. Wild. Mr. Acuna Jr. is $4,700. He's averaging 10 his last 10 games. Since moving to the leadoff spots, I'm playing a little better. He's definitely a GPP viable, not so much. I think he's more of a stack viable than a one-off viable type play. When you slide down to Will Myers, who's hitting the ball pretty well since his return, he's 4,600 versus Derek Holland. Definitely in play for you there. In that matchup, you like Michael Brantley at 46, not too shabby either. GPP-wise, look at Jock Jams at $4,500 against Peralta. Sliding on down, you can look at a Tommy Pham versus Tyler Anderson at 4,400. Pham's been very hit and miss. He's only averaging about 6 points his last 10, so he's slumping a lot. If you want to avoid it and go with something more consistent, go for it. But a GPP, Pham could be interesting. Sliding on down, like a Randall Grichuk in a GPP at 4,300 to hopefully go yard versus Edwin Jackson. Steven Souza Jr. at 41 is a nice looking play there versus Martin Perez as well. Diamondbacks should be rather popular tonight if you're catching the drift just yet. But Steven Souza at 41 is in a great spot there versus Martin Perez. Going on down farther, GPP-wise, like a Harrison Bader, but I like Hunter Renfro at 4,100 versus Derek Holland. If you aren't using Holland, Renfro is a definite power option versus the lefty Holland in that matchup. Mentioned Cody Bellinger already at 41 as a play as well. But like Curtis Granderson leading off, I love using him in his GPP plays, especially one-offs. You know, you get a leadoff batter at a reasonable price with home run upside. I like him a lot at 4K versus Edmund Jackson if you need a one-off GPP type play in that offense. I think it's a really, really good play. Farther down you look, you got like Nelly Cruz is only $3,900 versus Garrett Cole. If you want to get weird there, you can. Gerardo Parra's 38 versus Carmart if you want to get different. Austin Slater's $3,800 versus Lauer. Slater's in a good spot in the lineup. You can definitely look there at $3,800. Don't hate that at all. Cameron Maybin at $3,700 in a stack possibly. But Marcelo Zuna at $3,700 is a solid play there against Tyler Anderson. Believe Osuna went deep yesterday. Yes, he did. He's averaging 7.5 his last 10. So hopefully things are coming in the right direction for Marcel. But he's $3,700 and in play. Gorkys Hernandez, 37 if he's leading off, is a very solid look for you there. I believe he got sent. Yeah, he got sent down, so that doesn't count anymore. The Dodgers are idiots. But like Chris Owings at 36 in a GPP is interesting. Robbie Grossman at 36 versus Bieber from the left side. Plus he switch hits, so you don't have to worry about platoon issues there. Mentioned Charlie Culberson already at 3,500 is in play for you. Jose Perella, 3,400 versus Derek Holland. The Padres, if you aren't using Holland, you can get a lot of interesting GPP-type plays in San Diego to face him. There's no doubt about that. If you want to go that direction, you can. Nick Martini, if he's leading off for the A's, he's 3,400 versus Marco Estrada. You can look that direction if you so choose. If you want a super cheap outfielder, Tochi, he's not great by any means, but he's 3,300 versus Robbie Ray. He likes to steal bags. Not my top play at all, but he's there. If you want to get really weird in a GPP, keep an eye on him. Bottom of the 3K range, we're going to have to check lineups probably pretty soon here, but Marvin Gonzalez at 3,100 is in play for you. Other than that, maybe Franmil Reyes at 29 if he's in the lineup. Aaron Altherr at 28, but I thought he got sent down to the minors. Yeah, he got sent down to the minors. It'd be really nice if DraftKings would put minors designations by their names because there's so many guys moving and shaking these days. It would really, really help. But other than that, check your lineups, see what pops up for you there. Let's recap your pitching real quick. You got Maeda 1, Cole 2 up top. In the middle here, you got Robbie Ray, Tyler Anderson, David Price. Down below, Derek Holland, Eric Lauer, Edwin Jackson. Again, you can stack away. D-backs are the obvious far and away best option. You got the lefties with the Indians. Red Sox are interesting versus Nola. Like the A's versus Estrada, remember the reverse splits. Left-handed Twins bats in play there. So on and so forth. Tons you could do. Like you go Giants versus Lauer. You go Padres versus Holland. Tons of angles you can go in this one. Let's check out the BVP and send you on your way. Carlos Santana, 10 for 31, 4 doubles versus David Price. Asdrubal Cabrera, 7 for 20, 3 doubles. Trevor Plouffe, 10 for 29, 2 doubles. Take all that with a grain of salt. Charlie Culberson is 3 for 9 with a double and a homer versus Chen. Camargo's taking him deep as well. Freddie Freeman, 7 for 15 with a triple. So some stuff to like there. Justin Bour, 7 for 17 with a double, triple, and a homer off of Teheran. Derek Dietrich, 8 for 27, 2 doubles and 2 homers. He was like 4,600. Martin Prado, 11 for 22. Rio Muto's got a double and a homer. Castro, double and a homer. So the Marlins have hit Teheran very well, including this season. They've got him pretty good this season. Lomo, in a short sample, has a homer off Bieber. The Twins are hitting 293 in their short sample against the Biebs. Jose Ramirez, 11 for 24. It's a 458 average of 2 doubles, a triple versus Irvin Santana. Edwin, 9 for 33 with a double and 3 homers. Yonder Alonso, 6 for 16, 2 doubles. Melky Cabrera, 16 for 46, 3 doubles, 2 homers. Yan Gomes, Michael Brantley have all taken him deep. Charlie Blackman, 9 for 17 with a double, triple, and a homer off Carlos Martinez. Arenado and Parra have taken a deep as well. Arenado, 6 for 15, 2 doubles, and a homer. So some good success there. Steven Souza Jr., 4 for 6 with a double in his matchup versus Martin Perez. As we slide on down, Dustin Fowler and Marcus Semien have taken Marco Estrada deep, so keep that in mind. Curtis Granderson, talked about liking him. He's 5 for 16, the double, triple, and a homer off of Edwin Jackson. D. Gordon, 8 for 19. Segura, 8 for 26, 3 doubles off Garrett Cole. George Springer, 8 for 27, a double, 3 homers off Paxton. Marvin Gonzalez, 6 for 22, 2 doubles. Eric Hosmer, 8 for 19, 2 doubles and a homer off of Holland. Christian Villanueva, I told you, it's what he does. 1 for 4, but that one is a home run off of Derek Holland. And then you got guys like Kutch, 3 for 5, Posey, 3 for 5. Gorkys has a homer off of Eric Lauer. So there you have it. No special birthdays today, but quick hits in the books. Hope everybody's ready for another good week of action here. You'll have the golf content, as always, coming up on thesportsdegens.com. So come check that out with us. We'll have another Bench with Bubba. We have Joe Pisapia last week talking football on 108. Andrew McClintock talking baseball on 109. I got a football one going tonight, episode 110 with Greg Sauce of the 2QBs. A lot of good stuff there. We'll have, you know, much, much more contact. Max Freeze dropped an article this morning. We have the pitching primer by Dana out there. Tons going on. We have some football stuff coming down the pipeline as well. So come check us out. TheSportsDegens.com, at TheSportsDegens. If anybody's looking to write out there, we are always looking for more writers. Even if you're a first-timer, come give it a shot. We are always looking for content. All sports. Could be fantasy, real life, gambling, whatever you prefer. Hit us up in the just DM the team on the Sports DJ's handle, or there's a link to the website about writing for the site, so go check that out. And join us in the Slack chat with all your questions and needs. But you can find me on Twitter at BDNTrip with any questions you can need answered. And good luck today. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 30th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.